Okay, then keeping in mind our causes, your associations, or and our differentials as well, we are going to discuss our examination scheme. Beginning with the inspection and then with the palpation, we are going to look at the type of the nodules which are present and the site. Usually, calcinosis cutis consists of chalky white nodules, which can be multiple. Present at any sites. They can be at the fingertips, at the elbows, knees. So we are going to inspect and see that what is the number and the distribution of these nodules. Then upon palpation, we are going to feel them to check for their consistency, temperature gradient, tenderness, move in a two directions to look for underlying adherence. Beginning the examination with the hands, we are going to look for the temperature of the peripheries, to look for any cold peripheries which can be seen in the Raynaud phenomena, look for the color of the fingers, examination of the nails, look for any changes in the nails, periungual erythema, any splinter hemorrhages. Then looking at the interphalangeal spaces, the skin overlying them, if there is any signs of the connective tissue disorders like SLE, in which there is a sparing of the interdigital interphalangeal joints, the skin will be normal. However, in the dermatomyositis, there will be erythematous or Gautron papules or Gautron sign will be positive. Besides this, we are going to look for any deformity in the small joints of the fingers. As we have kept rheumatoid arthritis in our differentials, so we are going to look for the cutaneous and the articular findings of rheumatoid arthritis. Then we are going to look at the dorsal aspect of the fingers, metacarpophalangeal joint, palmar aspects, to look for any cutaneous changes associated with the causes we have discussed earlier. Then we are going to palpate the joints and also do the prayer and the reverse prayer sign. Extending our examination, we are going to look for the similar kind of nodules on the wrist, on the forearms, or present on the elbows or on the arms. Bilaterally, symmetrically, they may either be present or absent. Whatever the presentation is, we are going to note it down and then we are going to present it while presenting our case. Besides this, in the hands, we can also ask the patient to raise their arms above the head to look for any proximal myopathy. Then examination of the scalp should be done to look for the other associations, as we have discussed that we have to look for the signs of dermatomyositis, systemic sclerosis, and lupus paniculitis. So there may be scarring or non-scarring alopecia. We are going to examine the ears, also palpate the ears to look for any rheumatoid nodules or the gouty tophi present in the ears. Then we are going to examine the mucosa, that is pallor, conjunctiva, pallor or jaundice, nasal mucosa, oral mucosa, to look for any findings. Dermatomyositis features may be present on the face, or lupus-like photosensitivity may be present. Then we are going to proceed to examine the cervical lymph nodes, thyroid gland inspection, palpation, which could be associated with connective tissue disorders. Then overall, while we have examined the skin from the hands up till the face, we are also going to pinch the skin to look for any signs of sclerosis, whether or not it is tightened or not. Because calcinosis cutis is one of the features in a Kress syndrome, so we are going to pinch the skin to look for any signs of sclerosis. We can also ask the patient to open the mouth and take the measurement of the oral aperture, which is usually done in systemic sclerosis. While examining the eyes, we also going to pull down the lower eyelid to look for any sign of sclerosis. Then we are going to move down to examine the trunk to see for sclerosis, any other cutaneous manifestation, examination of the lower limbs, feet similarly. Then we are going to ask the permission for genitalia and ask the patient to walk make the patient to sit down and stand to look for any proximal myopathy. In the relevant examination, we are going to auscultate the chest and cardiac auscultation to look for any loud P2.